Okay. Okay, back to the dinim of Yom Tov. Today we'll talk about caring on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara says, "Mitech shehut ra'avar le'tzeiruch, shehut ra'avar shelei le'tzeiruch," meaning that because Chazal permitted caring for food, so therefore the Chazal permitted caring not for food also, providing there's a need for it on Yom Tov. But as we'll soon discuss, if there's no need, then you're really not allowed to carry on Yom Tov. We're talking without a native, okay, but stam, without a purpose for carrying on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry. So therefore, for instance, they write, the person going for a walk, and they have things in their pocket, stam, that they don't need for the walk or whatever, or they're going to shul and they have things in the pocket that they just don't need. You can't say, because I'm carrying, it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. What you don't need, you're taka not allowed to carry. What?
Keychain, you have a house key and a car key.
So if you have a keychain that has a bunch of keys on it, Paskim, right, you should take off the keys that you don't need. That's it, right. I'm not talking about the Muksa issue now. But the Paskim, right, that if you have a bunch of keys and you only need one key or two keys and you have five keys, you should remove the keys that you don't need because you're carrying for absolutely no reason. Now, now, Yom Tov, those things that you're allowed to carry, even though you could have carried it yesterday, I'll give you a simple example. You need to bring your talis to shul. So you're allowed to bring your talis to shul, even though you could have brought it yesterday. But the bottom line is, you need... Okay. You need the talis, so you're allowed to bring it to shul. Bringing it home from shul is already not such an easy thing. If you're afraid it's going to get lost or stolen, then you're allowed to carry it home because you need it at home. But if you have a locker in shul, or you could put it in a safe place in shul, again, no, we're not talking about a native story. So it says, takin aloha, you shouldn't carry it home because there's no need to carry it home. Unless if you're afraid it's going to get lost, or for that matter, possibly, okay, we'll get there in a second.
Or the next day you need to go to the
special. Then you have a bigger shaila. Then you're preparing from one day to the next. That's even a worse shaila. Because then, not only it's not a question of carrying, your mom is preparing. So, what they write, again, if they think it's going to get stolen or lost, or some people have a minig, they always make kiddush with their talis on. So then, if that's the case, you'll have to carry it home to make kiddush on it, with wearing your talis. But stam, to carry it for the next day, for sure you're not allowed to. Number one, you're caring for no reason at all. And secondly, you're actually preparing for the next day. Which is...
Wearing a talus is not carrying.
Wearing a talus is not carrying. We're talking about carrying the talus. You're right. If somebody... Okay, oh, but that, this point is good, a good point for this. What happens, you need to, you need the talus the next day somewhere else. You're davening in the wrong shul, let's say. So now, or you're going to the right shul. One of the two. And then if you wear your talus home, then you're wearing it as a garment. A garment is not preparing for afterwards. You know what I mean? I'll give you an example which was interesting, according to Chabad custom, and the Rebbe did this. Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur is over, for Maidiv, Matzoy Yom Kippur, we don't wear a talus over the head. We wear the talus, but we take the talus off the head, and we put on a hat. Yeah? That's Chabad custom. So, when the Rebbe came down for Mincha, there was a short break between Musaf and Mincha. When the Rebbe came down for Mincha, so he came down with his talus on his shoulder, but he was wearing his hat. The head of the talus was down, and he wore a hat. Because he needed it for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. But it's not called preparing for afterwards, because he's wearing it right now. I want to wear a hat. So I'm wearing a hat, it's not called preparing. Okay, so then it would be allowed. But if you want to wear your talus home, then it's not a problem of carrying, so then you could. The same thing with, you could bring your machzer, your siddur, whatever it is, to shul. Again, if your fate is going to get lost, you can carry it home. If there's no problem at all, and you have a locker in shul or whatever, then you taka shouldn't, unless if you really want the siddur at home. So when you take it home, you read a little bit from the siddur. you know, say some tilim from the siddur or something from the siddur, so then you need it at home to use. You don't have to use another siddur. You can use the siddur you want. So then you can carry it home and then you can read from it. And then it's not a problem of carrying for no reason at all. In fact, Poskim write, it's interesting, I don't think we Poskim like this, but there are Poskim that write that what happens if your fate is going to get stolen in shul? You sit there, right? And you're walking home. But along the way, there's a friend's house that you could drop it off and it'll be safe. So then some Poskim write, you shouldn't carry it all the way home because now you're carrying extra. You're carrying extra, it should be safe, it shouldn't get stolen. But liberally, you could keep it in your friend's house midway, so why do you have to carry it more? And the carrying a Yom Tov is pretty, people just think it's, well, I'll discuss in a second, according to Chabad custom, even though you find a lot of Chabadniks that do. But the Friedrich Rebbe didn't want that people should wear a watch on Yom Tov. Even though you're wearing a watch, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to a lot of other people, you can even wear a watch on Yom Tov.
On Shabbos.
Because it's a garment. If it works. If it doesn't work, it depends. If it's for a woman, it's a jewelry. No. No, there's an interesting din on Shabbos. A man doesn't wear, well, normal men, but very hard to find, don't wear a watch for jewelry. Men wear a watch for time. Women wear a watch rarely to tell time, because they're never on time, right? But, yeah?
Today it's different.
I got two women over there.
Rabbi, today it's different.
I know, but I said normal people. But to wear a watch for jewelry. So many times a woman will have a decorative watch, b'chlal, a woman will have a decorative watch with gold and diamonds and everything, even if, during the week also, even if it doesn't work, they'll wear it. Because they're wearing it for jewelry, they're not wearing it for time. So then, the din would be, a woman would be allowed to wear a watch even on Shabbos, if it's jewelry, even if it's not working. Because they're wearing like a necklace, a bracelet, it's not any different. For a man, if the watch doesn't work, unless if it's mamish, an expensive jewelry piece, and he's wearing it as a jewelry piece,
Rolex
is just to show off.
That's what it is. That's what I'm talking
everybody
about.
Goes like this. They roll up the sleeves. So everybody should
saying.
See.
That's why he's wearing it.
Can I say something about
that? No.
That's why he's wearing
it. So therefore, then it would be a shaila if a watch doesn't work, a men's watch that doesn't, or a woman's watch that's not decorative. If it's a cheap watch, right, or not decorative watch, and the woman would never wear it unless she wants to tell time, so then for her it's also mukhtar. But the Friedrich Rebbe didn't want it, even on Yom Tov, most Chabadniks don't wear watches on Yom Tov, because, what?
What if a man wearing a watch and it's working, and then Shabbos it stops working, you have to take it off and
while it's on your hand already, you can keep wearing it home. But once it comes home, you have to take it off and it's mukhtar. Okay, so you could take Sidur and Tavleisim. If you could take them home, what?
When I was walking home, I see on the floor $1 million. This is carrying, or this is mukta?
One second.
Don't pick it up.
One minute. Let's understand what? How many? What type of bills? A million ones.
$1 million.
$1 million in ones?
No.
In what?
With many pieces.
You hide it.
Yeah.
This is carrying, or this is moot?
It's both.
You need to bring it away to bring it home.
If it's a, you know what they say? Nishtum Shabbos geret.
If you don't get
Nishtum Shabbos geret. Shabbos ahim, Shabbos ahet. Al pidin, you can put your foot on it and stay there for the rest of the Shabbos.
You stay there.
That's common sense. That's common sense.
But you're not, if there's no Eidav, you can't carry it. Number one, you're carrying, it's carrying. And number two, it's Muksa. So the carrying issue, there's really, I don't want to tell anybody, but next time you find $1 million, tell me about it. I'll go there and I'll tell myself what to do. What you could do sometimes is what's called Pachas Meyar Ba'amis. You can carry it less than 6 feet, less than 4 amis, and then somebody else can carry it, and then somebody else can carry it. But, because it's real muksa, money is real muksa, it's not the muksa you can move for any purpose, you'd have to carry it with a shinui, kalachayad, you have to carry it in a different way than normal. But then, but there's two issues with it. There's carrying, and there's muksim. So Yom Tif wouldn't be a problem of carrying, because you need it for Yom Tif.
I think not for Rafi, but for most people, carrying $1 million, it's always Beshinu, because they never carry $1 million.
True.
Rabbi, what do you need other people for?
Huh?
But not for Rafi.
You can't do it yourself. The only hetter is with other people.
Really?
Yeah. That the pachas ma'ar ba'am is basically is with other people, chachila, but the yeved, if there's no choice, you go and stop, and go and stop, but it's not... Thou Trebbe's mother knew that law. Okay. Huh? If it's, trust me though, if it's $1 million, you put your foot out and you stay until the end of the Yom Tov. Okay, next. What happens if somebody is in shul and they left the sefer there for a while in shul, and they come to shul on Yom Tov and they say, oh my gosh, this sefer I left over, and you want to bring it home. You can't bring it home. You can't carry it home because there's no purpose. Unless, if you carry it home and you learn in it. Then if you learn in it, then it's again, it's something that you need. And it's not a problem. What happened? What? Yeah, but there's no place to leave it. No, because you need it for that night, Ma'ariv, you need it for the next day, and you need it. And it's not called Achana because you brought it there, and now you want to bring it back where it was, so that's not called preparation for the next day. You're just bringing it back where it was. But stamp to carry it, you shouldn't. We mentioned the other day, I don't know if you were here, not probably not, when the Rebbe Rashab went to Tashlich, the Rebbe Rashab was very careful about not carrying on Yom Tif. The Rebbe did carry on Yom Tif, I mean, things that he could. But the Rebbe Rashab, when he went to Tashlich, which was out the river in Lubavitch, outside the city, so he gave it to a bacher to carry his machzor and his glasses. He didn't carry it himself. He gave it to somebody else to carry. The Rebbe did carry his machzor on Yom Tov. B'chal, the Rebbe didn't carry either. I mean, the machzor, whatever he needed. But otherwise, he didn't. Okay, you can't bring a machzor at the end of the first day for the second day, let's say. Unless if you look in it during the day, because then again you're preparing for the second night, plus you came for no reason. Okay. Now, for instance, it says like this. What happens? A guy goes to the mikveh, and he writes, this is more prone to happen. You go to mikveh, some people, believe it or not, run a little bit late. Friday, out of Yom Tov, they run late, they pull up after Shkia. I mean, it happens not that often, but about twice a Shabbos. That they pull up after Shkia. You know what I'm talking about? It never happened. Yeah. Anyway, you pull up after Shkia. Anyway, so guys go to mikveh very late. Friday afternoon. And so not Friday afternoon because it's a problem with carrying. But I'm saying, you go to the mikveh late. So by the time you finish getting dressed, it's already Yom Tov. Okay, now, can you carry home your laundry? That you change the clothes in the mikveh. So now the question is, can you carry it home? Because now you don't need it. You could leave it in the mikveh. If you're afraid it's going to get stolen in the mikveh, then you could carry it home. But if you have a safe place in the mikveh to carry it home, it's not a problem. Because you're carrying for no reason at all.
Are some people call it a 90 minutes man?
90 minutes?
I mean, like the Satmar,
72.
72.
That, according to other puzzles, you should keep 96, but 90, nobody keeps 96. Those that are Mahmed with the 72, 72, not 96.
The Satmar
used to, but a lot, they stopped because a lot of Muslims stopped. The Satmar kept Rabbeinu Tam Shita that even after Shkia is not night yet. For like 10, 15 minutes after Shkia, 12 minutes. After Shkia, it's still day for sure. Then it starts Bein Hashmoshes. Everybody else paskins in the world that at sundown begins twilight. So as soon as sundown becomes, it's twice. So doubtful day, doubtful night, so you can't do anything. But they hold, the Satmar, but not when they go out. But they hold that about 12 minutes. Yeah, after Shkia is still day. 100% day. So they still will drive, they'll still do Malacha. Okay, whatever. Huh? I was told they stopped. It was Def Satman and Chavi. Remember? It was a while. Anyway, they used to pull up after Shkia. No, because they held they're allowed to. So I told them, man, you got to stop doing that stuff. You can't do it here in America, in the Chabad Shul, to pull up after Shkia. Satman guy with a Shtreimel on and a Bekish with white socks. He's pulling up after Shkia. 10 minutes after Shkia, and by them it's good. No, they hold you allowed to stop, but the state doesn't look too good. Huh? No, it could be a more easy. Okay, next. He says, for instance, he says, a ring that has keys. Yeah? And there's a keys that you don't need for Yom Tov. You see them, Imano. You have to take them off the ring because you would be carrying for absolutely no reason. Or, if a woman goes out with a carriage, a baby carriage, right? So you're allowed to use a baby carriage on Yom Tov because you can carry the kid on Yom Tov. It's Seirich Yom Tov. But, a lot of times you have in the bags in the carriage, you have a bunch of other things, just them, things that were there already 5 years. Before the baby was born even. For the other kids, you were using it. So now you end up rolling the stroller in the street, and you have things in the, again, no aid, we're talking about the stam. So then, you're carrying things that you're not supposed to carry. What?
Why is it when you have a ring with like three keys on it, isn't that considered one item?
No, the keys are extra.
Three separate items.
We're not learning Hilchos Muktzah now, but if what happens if one of those keys are Muktzah, or two of the keys are Muktzah? No, it's a car, the key to open the motor. Not the door, the motor.
Is it subservient?